Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace be with you.
新学期开始了，在这里呢，想对新生们说几句话。
Here, I want to say something to the new students.
最近在迎接新生的过程中啊，遇到新朋友，我总是问，你们是从北京来的，还是从上海来的？
When picking up new students, I often ask, are you from Beijing or Shanghai?
是不是来的人不都是北京和上海人啊？从天南海地北来的都有。
However, they are from all different places, not only Beijing or Shanghai.
其实我应该问啊，你是从北京还是上海的机场坐飞机来的才对。
I should have asked, did you fly from Beijing or Shanghai?
世界那么大，北京和上海的楼房那么高。你的家里的生活那么的安逸，为什么到我们这个乡下来插队呢？
You may be living a very relaxing life in big cities, so why do you come to this countryside?
不要以为这个答案很简单，真正的人生没有简单的答案，而且越是简单的问题啊，越难回答。
Don't think this question is easy to answer. There are no easy questions in life, and the easier the question seems to be, the more difficult to answer.
比如说，请问你是来念学位的，还是来受教育的？
For example, are you here for degree or education?
这两者有什么不同呢？
What's the difference?
我相信从大陆来的这个普渡留学的人呐、绝大多数都非常的聪明，很会读书。
I believe most international students are smart and good at study.
但据说普渡大学的教授要求很严，课程难度高啊，考试很不容易。
But I heard Purdue professors are very tough, and exams are difficult.
倘若你成绩不好拿不到学位，你爸爸妈妈质问你啊，花了这么多钱送你出去，进来不好好念书，不知道你该怎么回答。
If you don't get the degree and your parents question you not studying hard enough, how are you going to answer them?
你一开始可以说，哎，我有时差，早上起不来，晚上呢，下午打瞌睡。这当然不是好的答案，因为你不可能从学期开始到学期末啊，调时差都调不过来。
Maybe you can say I have jet lag. I cannot get up in the morning and always feel sleepy in the afternoon. It's not a good answer because you cannot be dealing with jet lag to the end of the semester.
你如果直接说我的英语不好，可能不太好意思。那就换句话说，我的教授是印度人啊，他我听不懂的英语。
It may be better to say my professor is Indian and I cannot understand his English.
那你爸爸肯定会聪明，他会说，咱们的荷兰老乡彭三藏啊，当年到印度去取经，还发表演说，那你就没有词儿了。总不能说他有猪八戒帮他做翻译对吧？
But if your dad say, didn't our 玄奘from Henan go to India and even give speech? You cannot say because he had the pisky to translate for him.
最好的答案就是反手为攻。你应当理直气壮地说，我虽然没有读到学位啊，但是受到教育。
The best answer would be to say, I received education even though I didn't get a degree.
你还可以举例说明啊，咱们孙中山，伟大的孙中山，当年呢在美国没有拿到学位，可是受了教育。那邓小平在法国和俄国的期间啊，他们都怎么样？没有拿到学位，但是受了教育。
You can even say with examples of how Sun Yat-sen and Deng Xiaoping didn't get their degrees when they studied abroad.
你妈妈如果很聪明，她会说啊。时代不同了，你看习近平就是有学位的。
Your mom will say probably it's different now. President Xi has a degree.
你还可以回答，比尔盖茨啊，是在哈佛大学受教育到第三年。乔布斯在学费昂贵的里德学院也是一样，受到教育没有拿到学位。那如果在普渡要是识读俄语呀、我也可以效仿他们二位，那保证你的爸爸妈妈就没有话可说了。
Well, you can also reply by saying Bill Gates quit college as a junior and Steve Jobs didn't get his degree from Reed College either. I can still follow their path even though I don't get my degree from Purdue.
但归根到底，教育与学位到底有什么不同呢？
But really, what's the difference between education and degree?
仔细的想想，大家都会得到一个答案，同样的答案，就是说学位呢 是知识性的，教育呢是全能的。
Think carefully, and many people will reach the same answer that degree is about knowledge, and education is about being a complete person.
刚才已经说了，人生没有简单的答案，因为有许多的问题啊，实在是不容易回答。
As I said earlier, there are no easy questions in life.
那什么是人？什么是全人？
For example, what is human and what is a complete human being?
你全不全？你全人的哪一部分是要拿学位，哪一部分是要受教育？是里面的呢，还是外面？
Are you a complete human being? Which part of your completion needs a degree and which part needs education? The outside you or inside one?
你愿意受教育吗？到底谁来教育你呢？
Are you willing to receive education and who will be teaching you?
今天你或许答不出来，那我希望你半年以后能够有一个明确的答案。
You may not have the answer today, but I hope you do in 6 months.
如果你到毕业还没有确切的答案，那么纵然你的爸爸妈妈会因为你拿到五度的学位而感到高兴呢，我却不得不因为你受教育的不足啊而觉得遗憾，感到惋惜。
If you don't have the answer by graduation, even though your parents will be happy for the degree, I will feel sad for you for the education you miss.
然而很不幸。除非你花一定的时间去注意啊，不然普渡只是一个拿学位的地方，不是一个受教育的地方。
Unfortunately, if you don't pay enough attention, Purdue is only a place for degree, not education.
因为在大多数的老师和学生的心里啊，有毛的人和没有毛的人呐、啊，是等量互换的相同的名词。
Because most instructors and students here believe that people with fur and apes without fur are the same.
说的复述一点呢，就是猿猴啊，就是没有有毛的人叫猿猴，人呢就是没有毛的人。
In other words, apes are human with fur, and humans are apes without fur.
在如今的互联网时代。你或许以为今天在网上没有搜的东西，没有找不到的答案。
You may think in the age of internet, you can find all answers online.
但是你错了，人的定义在网上就搜不到，因为除非造物主那一位啊启示给我们呢，人不可能自己找到正确的答案。
However, you cannot find the definition of human beings on the internet. For if it's not the creator who tells us,We humans will never find the answer ourselves.
比如说，在维基百科，我们查到了人的定义，就是人是一种灵长目人科人属的直立行走的动物。20万年以前呢，起源于非洲。
So according to Wikipedia, human is one of the Homo sapiens first appeared in Africa 20,000 years ago.
也就是说，在那个时候，猿猴就开始掉毛，变成人了。
So does that mean 20,000 years ago, apes started to lose their fur?
你认为这是真的吗？难道这样就是我们应该受到教育吗
？Do you think this is real? Is this the education we need to receive?
在网上的维基字典对中国的人呢、啊，还有一个妙点，说人。Maybe symmetric, may have symmetric legs. However, the right leg will be shorter. 对于中国字而言。
So Wikipedia also has an explanation based on the Chinese character of human. So humans may have symmetric legs, but the right leg is always shorter.
也就是说，右腿短的是中国人，两腿一起长的就是洋人。我们上了会可以跟恰克博士比一比，看到底是不是这样的。
So the right leg of Chinese is shorter than the left, and the non-Chinese have legs of the same length.
今天或许是你第一次上教堂，哎，顺便说一句啊，这个教会呢不是教堂，基督教也不是宗教，但这些呢因为没有时间讲，以后你来多了就慢慢就会知道。
Maybe today is your first time to step into church building.By the way, church building and church are different, and Christian Buddhism is not a religion. We don't have time for that in detail, but you will know more if you keep coming.
或许我们可以从一些基本的问题呢入手思考。
Maybe we can start from some simple questions.
我是谁？我从哪里来的？我要往哪里去？我在这里到底究竟是要做什么？我认识自己吗？难道18岁的自己，就是本科生了，新生，还是23岁的自己，研究生新生，那就是我的全部。
So who am I? Where am I from? Where am I going? What am I doing over here? And do I really know myself?
圣经上有话说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
The Bible says, ask, it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find it. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
你有没有注意到耶稣在2000年以前啊，说这句话的时候，他的话语里面的顺序，他不是像我们做科研一样，从寻找就寻见开始，而是呢，把祈求就给你们作为起点。
Have you noticed the sequence of these sentences? Unlike what we do when we do science, it doesn't start from seek and then you will find, but from ask and it will be given to you.
难道在当时耶稣不是对大学生讲，不是对留学生讲，而是对平民老百姓讲？那平民老百姓他们没有学问，不会做科研吗？
Is it because those are said to laymen, not college students or international students who do a lot of scientific studies?
不是的，因为前面已经说过，就是这些事情的答案啊，今天在网上搜不到，在普渡大学的课堂上学不到。所有的聪明人啊，加在一起也找不出来。
No, as I mentioned earlier, answers to those questions cannot be found online or in classrooms or even by a group of smart people together.
除非那照我们的，把那一位啊，他把答案告诉我们，启示给我们，不然咱就无从寻找。
You have nowhere to seek if the Creator does not tell us.
这个以祈求。为期间的寻找啊，一定会把你的一个生命之门来让你叩。
This seek, starting from asking, will definitely lead you to the door to life for you to knock.
当他为你开门的时候，你必然和我们一样，又感到惊喜，又感到惭愧，因为你前面问的这一切的问题啊，都明明白白的放在我们的心里面陈列出来了。
When he opens the door for you, you will find surprisingly and also ashamedly that the answers to those questions are in front of you.
圣经上用这样的一句话来形容一个这个超乎寻常的经历。
The Bible describes those unusual experiences as
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He refreshes my soul, he guides me along the right path for his name's sake.
我来了，是叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
人生的答案不是一个定义，而是一个实际。
The answer to life is not the definition, but the reality.
你以为自己没有灵魂，其实你的灵魂呢是睡着了。
You thought you don't have soul, but actually it's sleeping.
你以为你已经有生命，圣经说按灵你是活的，实际上你是死的。
You thought you have life, but according to the Bible, you seem to be alive, but actually dead.
像父母生了你，给你一个生命，那么神那里还有一个真真实实的生命，要借着耶稣不但赐给你，而且还要教育你。
It's like your parents give birth to you, but you still have a real life in God that will be given to you through Jesus Christ. He will not only give you life, but also educate you.
那怎么来教育呢？
The how?
中国古代接受教育的一个传统的模式就是做门徒。那徒弟跟师父啊，同吃同住同行，不只是学习知识技能啊。也学习师父行使为人的一切智慧。
So one traditional way to educate in ancient China is to be disciples, living and learning from the master, not only learning the knowledge or skills, but also his wisdom.
我们不是基督教的教徒，我们是耶稣的门徒。
We are not members of Christian religion, we are disciples who follow Jesus Christ.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见兄弟二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他的兄弟安德烈在白利撒网，他们本是打鱼的，本是留学的，本是念书的，打电玩的，混日子的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Or they were studying abroad, reading books, playing video games, or just killing time. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people.
这就是我们今天想要对你说的话，也是我们对你们发出的邀请。
This is what I want to say to you and also our invitation.
你来到教会，在我们中间有你可以寻求帮助的老师和同学们。
Here you come to church and you will find instructors and fellow students who can help you.
他们最初来到异国他乡的时候啊，大多同你们现在一样，不认识创造天地万物的上帝，不相信舍命拯救罪人的耶稣。
So when they first came, they were like you, didn't know about God, the Creator, not believing Jesus, who sacrificed himself to save sinners.
你可以让他们讲述他们从不信到相信的经历，可以看到他们因着信耶稣基督所得到的恩典和福分。
You can ask them about their experience of coming to believe and see how much blessing they received after they believed in Jesus Christ.
好，在这里呢，我先讲一讲自己的经历。
And I want to share my experience.
我在上个世纪的60年代啊，出生在英国西南的一个小山镇。
I was born in the 1960s in a small village in southwest China.
小学的时候是文化大革命的后期。
I went to elementary school when the Cultural Revolution was coming to an end.
上初中的时候，中国结束了文化大革命，开始了以发展经济建设为目标。
When I went to middle school, China started to focus on economic development.
当时的口号是科学技术就是生产力。
A popular slogan was science and technology are productivity.
因此呢，我就立志要做一个科学家。
So I was determined to be a scientist.
我爱读有关科学的书，喜欢做科学的实验，也做了一些飞机和船的模型啊，在田野小河去试飞试航，引起大家都非常的关注我。
I enjoyed reading scientific books, doing science experiments, and I even made some plane and ship models that attracted people's attention.
因此呢，当时在小镇的人啊，给我一个绰号叫做“贵科学”。
So I was called Science Queen in that village.
当时我认为啊，科学是一切问题的答案。我认为呢，乡下小镇的居民都很愚昧，很迷信。
At that time, I thought science is the answer to all questions, thinking that people in a small village are ignorant and have blind faith.
人们说人死了以后会变成鬼呀，我就敢在晚上到坟上去站一站。
They say people would become ghosts when they die, but I dared to go to the cemetery at night.
人们说螳螂的肚子里面那个寄生虫叫提线虫不能碰，因为这些细长如黑线的虫子啊，可以绞断马的尾巴，因此呢，当地再调皮的小孩子都不敢去碰。
The people say don't touch the worms from the mantis belly, and even the most naughty boys would not dare to touch them.
我小小的科学脑袋啊，就一分析啊，觉得这种说法很不符合科学的常识。就将小水沟里面游动的这个提线虫捞起来拿在手里，来证明用科学可以破除迷信。
I analyzed with my little scientific brain and decided it's against the science. So I picked up those little worms and put them in my hands, proving that science can conquer superstition.
我从小受的是无神教育，不但课堂上听老师讲进化论啊。 整个社会环境呢都被唯物论主导，任何关于所谓超自然的现象都被否定，共产主义呢被灌输在我的头脑里，成为我的信仰。
I was taught in atheist classes, and the whole society was led by materialism. Any so-called supernatural phenomena were denied. Communism was poured into my brain and became my faith.
当时有追求、有理想的我，好像活得非常的有充实，非常的有意义，因为将来一定能够用科学造福人类啊！一生虽然短暂，但是我成就的功绩可以被人永远的纪念。
At that time, I thought I lived a very meaningful life and would use science to benefit the entire human being. Even though life is short, successful stories will be remembered forever.
有一段时间，我订阅了《科学普及》杂志，开始刊登一系列的关于天体、宇宙演化的理论。每个月呢，都会介绍一种新的关于宇宙的起源和终结的学说。而所有的这些科学理论都认为，我们现在所居住的地球，我们所在的宇宙，迟早都会毁灭。
There was a time the science magazine I often read published a series of theories about the beginning of the universe, and each month a new theory was introduced about the origin and the beginning and the end of the universe, and all of the scientific theories assume that our present universe.The earth we live, sooner or later, will be destroyed.
这让我意识到，相比浩瀚广大的宇宙，我们所居住的地球是何等的渺小。宇宙呢，有始有终。人类在地上的文明存在的时间是短暂的。即使人类在地球毁灭之前呢，能够移民到其他的行星，但是也难逃啊整个宇宙灭亡的命运。
So this made me realize how small our Earth is. There is the beginning and end of the universe, so are humans. Even we are able to immigrate to other planets, we cannot escape the fate of extinction.
我从小不善于运动，却喜欢思考。
I grew up not good at sports, but loved to think.
夜深人静，躺在床上的时候，我的思绪呀，往往泡游在科学的海洋中。在幻想中体验，各种人类的创造发明成果。
At night, my thoughts tend to travel in the ocean of science, experiencing a variety of scientific inventions that human have.
我想象将来成为一个真正的科学家，我的科研成果啊，可以长久的能够为人类造福。
I imagined to be a real scientist, and my inventions will benefit human beings.
人类的文明长存，我死了也就没有遗憾，心里充满了安慰和喜乐。
Human civilization lives forever, and I will die with no regrets. My heart was full of comfort and joy when I thought about this.
我不怕死亡，因为有毛主席的教导在激励我，有奋斗，有牺牲啊，就使得重如泰山。
I was not afraid of death, for Chairman Mao's teaching was inspiring me. There are struggles and sacrifice, but we need to make our deaths weightier than Mao's time.
有一天晚上，夜深人静，我的思想啊，又开始在科学的海洋里面遨游。
One night, my thoughts were again traveling in the ocean of science.
当我驾到飞船啊，游到了宇宙的边际，看到了地球和宇宙的毁灭。人类文明的终结，就感到了一种极大的恐惧。
And I had a great fear when I was driving a ship, swimming to the end of the universe, seeing the destruction of Earth and the universe in my imagination.
这恐惧从我的手指头和脚趾尖啊开始，顺着四肢向我袭来，以至于我瘫在床上，全身冒出冷汗，不能够移动半分。
This fear started to swallow me, and I was sweating all over and wasn't able to move at all.
在我过去的大半生的经历中，有许多的痛苦，其中这是我最不愿意经历、最难以忍受的痛苦。
I had many painful experiences in my life, but this one was the most unbearable one.
这恐惧在我身上停留了一段时间，然后才慢慢的褪去。
This fear stayed with me for a while before it faded away slowly.
这不是来自死亡的恐惧，而是对灭亡的恐惧。
This is not the fear of death, but the fear of extinction.
它使我感觉到生活没有盼望，生命没有意义。
It made me feel life is hopeless and meaningless.
从此以后，这样的情况常常在我身上发生。久而久之呢，我也找到了对付它的办法。
Since then, this happened to me more often, and I found a way to deal with it.
就是当我的思绪快要游到遥远的未来的时候啊，我就拼命地把自己拉回来，想一些比较近和比较现实的问题。
This is when my thoughts seem to swim to the future, I try hard to avoid them and focus on something more realistic and closer.
后来上了高中、大学以后，学习繁忙，有了工作，结婚生了孩子。又添了许多现实的事情。
So in high school and college, I was busy with study, and when I got a job, got married, and had kids, there are more realistic things to worry about.
在匆匆忙忙的生活中，很少有时间静下来思考，因此呢，那种灭亡的恐惧缠着我啊，就不如以前那么频繁。
So in such a busy life, I didn't have enough time to think as I did before, and that fear of extinction didn't bother me anymore.
后来我上了大学，读了研究生，在大学里面做了讲师，到了德国留学读博士，然后来到了美国。
So after college, I went to grad school, became an instructor in college, went to Germany for PhD, and then came to the US.
在大学做过博士后，在研究机构做 scientist.
After doing a postdoc, I began to work as a scientist in a research institute.
按照中国人以前尊敬的说法，就是成了科学家。按照现在比较现实的说法，是一位科学工作者。
So I finally became a scientist.
在过去的十几年里，我用最尖锐的技术进行科学研究。
In the past decade, I used the most advanced technology to do scientific research.
我当我越接近科学的前沿，就越知道人类智慧能力的局限，造物主的奇妙。
The closer I approached the frontier of science, the more I knew how limited humans are and how great God's creation is.
我从唯物主义，从无神论的教育中走出来，才会信靠上帝、跟随耶稣的基督徒，有一个漫长的经历。今天呢，没有时间细说。
I came from an atheist background and became a Christian. This didn't happen in one day, and we don't have time to share in detail today.
我能够认识神，接受福音，最重要的还是因为读了圣经。
But the most important thing in my journey to know God is to read the Bible.
圣经是一本很奇妙的书。当我开始认真读它的时候啊，就很快地意识到，如果我能够放下无神论的观念，信有一位神啊，那一定是圣经所启示的这位神。
The Bible is an amazing book. When I first started to read it,I quickly realized that if I can put aside my atheist belief and believe there is a God, it must be the one revealed in the Bible.
感谢主，在2000年的一个福音营的第二天，我所坚持的无神论的观念啊，突然离开了我。第三天，我就和妻子慧英一同受洗，成为跟从耶稣的门徒。
Thank God, on the second day of the gospel camp in 2000.My atheist belief suddenly left me, and on the third day, my wife Hui and I were baptized and became the disciples of Jesus Christ.
我妻子慧英受洗从水里出来的时候受感动痛哭，那么我当时却很冷静，因为对我来说，信主耶稣是一个很理性的决定。
My wife Hui Ying was moved to tears when she was baptized.But I was really calm because to me, to accept Jesus Christ was a rational decision.
我回到当时在爱荷华的家里，有一天妻子和儿女都不在家，我闲来无事就打开电视机观看录像。
We went back to our home in Iowa, and one day when I was home alone, I watched the TV to kill some time.
里面是耶稣传，是一件教会送的，因为慧英和孩子们常常放这部录像。我已经跟着看了许多遍。
The movie I watched was about Jesus. I've watched it many times since Queenie and the kids always watch it.
影片的开始是从下往上移动的字幕， 是约翰福音的三章十六节。
So in the beginning of the movie, it was one verse from John chapter 3, verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his own son, and he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
当我听到背景的声音缓慢地念这一句圣经的经文的时候，我突然被感动，禁不住嚎啕大哭。
When I heard this verse read out slowly, I was so moved to tears.
因为我得到关乎我生命的终极的答案，就是不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because I found the ultimate answer to the end of life, that is, shall not perish but have eternal life.
在我信耶稣以后的十六年里，神带领我一直能够跟随主耶稣。
In the following 16 years after I accepted Jesus Christ, God has been leading me to follow Jesus.
在世界上的生活啊，丰富多彩，科内的工作又刺激又兴奋。但我们家的重心一直是在服侍查经班，服侍教会。
There are a lot of interesting things in the world, and the scientific works can be exciting. But the focus of our family has been serving Bible study groups and church.
感谢主给我们有机会，让我们在一年前放下了科研过去年的职位，全时间的来服侍教会。
Thank God that we have this opportunity to put aside my research work and started our full-time service here at church.
我知道，在世界上的成就啊，无论是多么辉煌，注定要在随着地球和宇宙的毁灭而荡然无存。
I know, however great the achievements are in the world, they will perish with the extinction of the universe.
但是在教会里，按照主的心意。做任何看起来微不足道的事情啊，都有永恒的价值。
But here we follow Jesus Christ, and even the smallest things we do have eternal values.
好，让我们一起来祷告。
Now let's pray.
颂赞和感谢归于天父上帝，创造天地万物的神，有丰盛的怜悯和慈爱。
Thank God, the Creator, who has mercy and love.
以你的圣洁公义和慈爱怜悯，把独生爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，让他在十字架上担当了我们的罪，又从死里复活，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For your righteousness and love, you give us your only Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for our sins, and his resurrection brings us hope that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
如今从死里复活的耶稣基督来招呼我们做他的门徒，我们愿意一生跟随他，让我们的全心全人受教育，必造就成为主耶稣的样式，恢复当初神造人时的形象，得以进入神荣耀的荣耀。
Jesus Christ calls us to be his disciples, and we are willing to follow him and restore the image as God first created us, and enter the eternal glory of God.
求你赐恩在在座还没有相信的人，叫他们祈求就得着，寻找就寻见，因着信得着丰盛的生命。
May you bless those who do not know you yet. When they ask, they receive; seek, and they find.
如此祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.